to God's unchanging hand.
That sounds like good advice to me. Does it sound like good advice to you? Everybody ought to hold to his hand. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us, to have the presence of mind to come together on Lord's Day to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see you. Yeah, some of you have been going here, there, and yon. And there are still some folks still in yon and not back yet. But prayerfully they'll be back in a short while. We've heard some good singing this morning. Did we do it? By the grace of God, we did it. Amen. Getting along with God is our subject. Getting along with God - can you get along with God? Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, 3, and Matthew chapter 7. And verse 21. Ephesians, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. How? In the bond of peace. And then in John chapter 13, beginning with verse 13. You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, you say it well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, if I have done for you, if I have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, no matter how challenging. Well, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verse 16. Truly, truly, or verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. In your Bible, in the book of Judas, did I say Judas? John. John, J-O-H-N. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment, not a request. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, and use me as an example, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Show the world who we are. Did you hear that? Did you see that? If you cannot get along with Jesus, you cannot get along with his disciples. Jesus told Judas, do what you are doing. Do what you are doing. Do what you are going to do. Go ahead and do it. If you've had all you have, if you've had all that you can take of me, go ahead and leave. Your Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Which God, now watch this, which God hath before ordained that we should do what? We should walk in them. And in your Bible, in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider, not just ourselves, but let us consider one another to provoke or to encourage. To do what? Unto love and to good works. Be an example and encourage others. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Did you hear that? Amen. As the manner of some is. But encouraging or exhorting one another, and doing it so much the more, as you see what? The day approaching. It's coming. Soon or late, it's coming. Hebrews 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and do what? Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Doing what? Keeping our eyes on the Lord and not on one another. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the pain, the struggle, and the cross, despising the shame, and he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God because he held on to God's unchanging hand. Verse 3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint. Give up. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be, not try to be, but be strong. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. Who what? Who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure, put up with hardness like a good soldier. You don't quit. I believe Revelation 2:10 says, be faithful unto death. Hold to God's unchanging hand as we go through this challenging and tempestuous world. Don't quit. Quitting is not an option. Quitting does not get us where we claim we want to be. A young man joined the military. He arrived at the bus station along with a number of other young men. I didn't preach this before, did I? You didn't get all of it. Another truck came, brought some more young men. And after a while, there were 75 young men entering the military. Their first day, they arrived. They stood up as the commander taught them how to stand in the military. This initial encounter serves a profound purpose in showing the soldiers how things are going to be to operate in the armed services. The Bible has examples of this, of these initial soldiers. Let us be mindful that this is not just a place, it is the place to be in the family of God. Let us not become weary in well-doing. Let us not quit, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. Jesus says, put out to a group of men who had been fishing all night. They were fishing and caught nothing. They were despondent the next day, cleaning up their boats. Jesus came along, chatted with them. And then he says, push out a little bit further. Let down your hooks. Let down your whatever you fish with. And lo and behold, every man caught some fish. No matter what happens, no matter what goes on, hold to God's unchanging hand. There may be hours, there may be days when things don't go so well. You're tired. Seems like I'm not getting anything right. If you know you're doing it correctly, don't quit. Hold on. And God, if you hold on, God will bless you to hold out. Hallelujah. It seems like a long journey. When we look at the world and see how the world is running, jumping, singing hallelujah, seems like they are having a good time, keeping their money, laying up in bed on Sunday, because they have been jumping here, there, and yon on Saturday night. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. A young man, as I said heretofore, not today, joined the military. He arrived at the bus station, you remember, along with another of other young men. Pretty soon a truck came up, loaded them into the truck. And when they arrived at the base, they were dropped off at a place that had 75 seats. There were places on the ground, on a path. Footprints painted in gold on the concrete. Those young men on the truck got off the truck and had to stand with their feet in those footprints. The initial encounter serves a profound purpose in showing the soldiers how things are going to be, how things are going to operate in the armed services. The Bible, the Holy Book of God, has examples of these initial encounters with the Savior. We walk with the Lord. We study His Word. We come together in fellowship one with another, so that we would learn how to hold to God's unchanging hand and be committed, dedicated to doing and living our lives the way God wants us to live on His earth. Why, God? Because I want to bring you home to live in heaven with me. Wherever God wants us to live in eternity with Him, it must be a mighty big place, because there has been years and years and years. But if He made this, what does hinder us to believe that He can do it again and do it His way? All to God's unchanging hand. God knows all things. And I enjoy reading the Bible, but it just seems something unique about chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. That's the beginning of all of this that we understand a little bit about how the world came about. The hills, the mountains, the skies, the stars. All done in 6 days. Why do we think that a God that can create a world that we don't want to leave cannot tell us, share with us, how to live on planet Earth happily? He made the world. Can He tell us how to live on the world and be happy and go to heaven and live with Him forever? It doesn't make any sense to believe that He can make the world and He's going to, that where we can live. But He's going to one day, because of what we did, He's going to one day have a reckoning day. You think it's going to be any less? Hello? Do you think it's going to be any less enjoyable than right? Pardon my colloquialism, but right here? Let us, brothers and sisters, let us hold to God's unchanging hand and not stop there. Once we learn, once we let it fuse through our minds that this is a good thing. This is a good thing, and this is better. It's going to get better. We get older, yes. We get weaker, yes, if we live long enough. But it's going to get better. Nevermore. Nevermore to die. Living with God. Nevermore becoming a day older and looking like you belong to somebody special. Don't you want to see about that? You know, even when people get sick, they don't be in a hurry to leave here. They take all kind of bad taste in medicine. Even let people put shots, stick a needle in their hand, in their arm, and wherever they need to put a needle, it'll hurt. Why? I'm trying to stay here. God says, come on up here. I got a place for you. You can live with me forever. Never more to die. Oh, no more sickness. No more hardships. Come on up a little bit higher. That's what God is offering this morning. He's offering us eternal life. And let us do what we're saying. What are you talking about, preacher? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Isn't that something? He is offering us the privilege, the honor, to come and live together with Him where He is. It's almost too good to be true. But God can, not only does God not lie, He cannot lie. He's given us the information. He's told us over and over in His holy book called the Bible. Where are you this morning? Let me make a couple more points. One of them is, Jesus knows the heart of men. He came to earth and He stayed here 33 years. When He began His work on planet earth, He chose men, 12 of them, at the beginning of His work, to teach them, to show them, and to let them see who He was and what He can do. And even more. For approximately 30 years, less than 30 years, Jesus worked with those men, teaching them, training them. He went on back to glory after He had died, crucified for us. Rose on the third appointed morning. Met His apostles. And then He went on back to glory. They were excited. They watched Him go. But they waited in Jerusalem for God to bless them with the message that they were to carry to the world that we have. Can we believe that we can be as smart as the apostles to hold to God's eternal information for ourselves, know it, live it, and share it. That's all He asks. Know it, live it, and share it. And the benefit of doing that is that He will be with you always. He will be with you. Let me rephrase that. He will be with us always. You say always, whatever. And we believe, and we are quite content and happy with living on planet Earth. None of us in our right minds is happy and in a hurry to get out of Dodge. I started to say to get out of Dodge. We just want to keep holding on to God's eternal lines. He's going to bring us to a better place. Revelation chapter 20. It's going to be a better place. 20, 21. It's going to be a much better place than this. It's almost beyond our imagination. What else God can do to make us any happier? But he says, come on up. He wants us. Listen. He is put it in writing that he is inviting us to come and live with him forever. Forever. No more sickness. No more dying. No more heartache. No more rheumatism. But to live in heaven, it's almost beyond human imagination. Even when we read it in the book of Revelation 20, 21. Why not? Pardon the expression, but why not take God up on his request? If you do it, I'll have you to come on up and live a little higher with me. But look at this last word. Forever. Yes. Forever. No more sickness. No more hardships. Forever. Just a little while down here on planet Earth in time. But coming up a little higher. Eternity. Forever. Forever. Do you want to go? Do you want to go? Jesus even a child can understand this. Jesus taught, trained 12 men. Sent them some memory something, so that they would remember when he left, when he set down the Holy Spirit, they remembered everything he taught them. They went everywhere on planet Earth, preaching, teaching the Word of God. There were individuals just like you and just like me. People just like us heard the apostles preach. Many of them heard them, believed them, received them, and obeyed their message. God has promised, and God cannot lie, there's going to be a resurrection day somewhere, sometime. And it's just amazing. Even our mind, with our brightest brain, we can't understand how he's going to do all of that with all of these people. Well, all the years that they've ever lived, all of us going to be gathered together. According to Revelation chapter 20. Are you going to have days? I don't know. I don't know what. It doesn't matter to me just so I'm in heaven with God. And it won't matter with you just so you're in heaven with God. But you must do it his way. Listen to this, closing. As I said, Jesus chose 12 men. He trained those 12 men before he left. After he left, they got a message from heaven, the spirit from heaven, that brought to their remembrance everything that Jesus taught them so that he wouldn't make any mistakes. All those 12 men preached the same doctrine, the same gospel, and establish the Church of Christ. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. One church, not two, one. Obey it. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And he will add you to his family. Live according to his instructions in this book called the Bible. And when he calls you off the sense of time, body goes to the ground. Wherever the spirit goes, I don't know. But it's going to be there. It's going to be, I know where it's going to be, a judgment. According to Revelation chapter 20. Judgment day. Hear the Lord say, well done, a good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. Down yonder on earth, come on up. Go make your rule over many. Ooh! Don't you want to go? Come on up. All I want to hear is two words. Not 10. I don't need that. 2 will be just fine for me. Your Honor, sir. Well done. When you miss that, get more words, you never want to hear it. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Depart forever from the Lord. We don't want to hear that. Well, you didn't serve me on planet Earth. You were too busy on Sunday morning. And you say you were too tired Sunday night. Well, with this kind of payroll, with what God is giving his children to be loyal, committed, and faithful, what he's doing is blessing us. He doesn't want hard-headed people let me rephrase that. He's not going to have hard-headed people in heaven. Let it sink in. No hard-headed folks are going to heaven. Be you faithful unto death. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Hello? Still on the line? We're a great church. We are a great church. God has brought us here. I was contemplating and praying about this earlier in the week that just went by. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Walking through the rest of the building, I said, we can do this. By the grace of God, we can do this. When it just looks so big, it ain't bigger than God. And it ain't bigger than his children. So what's the holdup? On your mark, get set, and prayerfully. A Sunday soon, I'll be able to say, let's go. Let's go and get it done. We are sons and daughters of God. We are God's children. We didn't get here by ourselves. By the grace of God. What doth hinder thee? If we couldn't do this, I don't believe he would have brought us here. But he did. Because we were faithful and trusting. I'm not through, but I'm quitting. Watch it. Where are you this morning? 12 apostles told them, don't go anywhere and preach till you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. Brought everything that Jesus taught them to their remembrance. They began to preach the gospel for the first time in your Bible. In Acts chapter, in the book of Acts, chapter 20. And they preached to thousands of people. Read it sometime. Obey it. Now. God is going to call us off the scene of time. And if He calls us before, He's ready to give up time. When the day comes, we're going to rise. And I call a race, as I said heretofore in Revelation chapter 20. We're going to be judged by God. He has a record. And the record book, a record book is going to be open. And all we want to hear is two words. And what are they? Well done. Well done. To live with God forever. And it's exciting. And wait, let me rephrase that. It's sure enough exciting when we read chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. That's the last book in the Bible. It's exciting. It's exciting just reading the latter part of the first chapter that I was just talking about. But the last chapter, beyond human imagination. Don't you want to go? The apostles, listen now. 12 apostles taught the same thing to humanity. What I'm preaching today. Hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Not the Bible. Where was I going? No other church. One church, the apostles preaching, established. People heard it, believed it, and received it. The Church of Christ. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That's the only church that the apostles established in their preaching. After Jesus had gone on back to glory, they had been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Make your calling and election sure. Do it God's way. You don't have to thunder. I mean, you don't have to worry as to whether or not you're going home. Obey it. Live according to the instructions. Heaven is guaranteed to be your home. Forever. Never again to die. Hold to God's instructions. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hear it. Believe it. Receive it. Obey it. And be buried in water, baptism for the forgiveness of every sin that you've ever committed. The water is ready. The garments are ready. The only question mark. The baptizer is ready. Is you. Are you ready to give your life to Jesus? Are you ready to become a child of God and a member of the Church of Christ? All things are ready. All things are prepared for you to obey the gospel. And if you're already in the body, you walked contrary to the will of God, renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. And make heaven your eternal home of abode. As we together stand and sing this song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb?